The COSAC Art Awards are always a huge affair, and this year, the 29th annual award was no exception. The historic Bond store at COSAC is full to the brim with art created by local, state, and national painters. The overall winner was Bronwyn Newbury with a landscape called The Golden Hour, and you'll hear from her soon. The best landscape was won by Jane Rollinson, who is from Dongara. Her piece, Sacred Earth, is a vibrant red piece that echoes the Pilbara Hills, dashed with white ghost gums. Good morning, Jane, and congratulations.
Morning. Thank you. Yes, I'm still a little bit overwhelmed, I suppose, and just feeling really proud and humble with that piece that actually won that award.
It is a tough category to win. Describe for me how you came to create the work that you finally entered.
With that there, actually, I travel a lot. I'm being from Dongara, you know, in the country anyway. We travel north a lot. And when I paint landscapes, I really try and think about what I actually feel rather than actually really visually with the landscape. So for me, it was all about the feeling of the vastness, the beauty, the space. It actually sense of space, and of course that beautiful red Pindon dirt, which a lot of people, I suppose, have said it could be the iron ore, could be related to the heat. It's really up to the viewer how it's interpreted. And for me, it's just when I go up there, it's such an ancient, beautiful, rich landscape, and I think that's what I was trying to capture rather than the fine detail, that was for people to walk away with that emotional response of the beauty up there.
And it's interesting that you mentioned that sense of space and how you create a sense of the vast, spacious, diverse landscapes on a canvas, something that is contained. Do you ever think about how you're going to give that wash of feeling and what colours might give it to people?
I think I paint really intuitively. So if I showed you pictures of how that painting started, I think you'd go, wow. I paint very randomly. It's a lot of layers and everything like that. And then slowly, I suppose for me, I always look at my artwork at just each layer. Next layer is actually fixing the layer beneath. So it's actually got a lot of layers. And I know with that painting, I actually wanted it to, rather than be in fine detail, I actually wanted to capture more the colour and the emotion of the earth.
You mentioned you travel a lot to different regions and, in this case, throughout the Pilbara. How do you remember the landscape in your mind? Do you take photographs or do you paint as you're there? What's your process?
Normally, I don't actually paint as I'm there. Really have that time, that luxury, kind of like zooming through it. You're always on a time limit. I think what it is, as an artist, you have this beautiful, you develop this beautiful eye to capture things. So you actually see beneath the landscape. And for me, I suppose a lot of my artwork, I love colour. And that's what I'm always looking for within the landscape. So I'm looking at the shape, the form, the feeling that it actually gives me. So then I take away not a lot of photographs, but some. And then normally I just paint intuitively from that feeling.
It's interesting you mentioned the colours and the light and how you have to go with intuition. It makes me think about the intensity of the environment of the Pilbara and whether those colours and that intensity challenges you at all as an artist.
Not really. That one, look, my passion is colour. Just give me colour and I'll work all day in any colour. With that particular painting, I wanted to capture, that really richness. So it was actually probably about 20 layers of glazing on top of the layers below, because I wanted to capture, just if you need to see the painting in person, but it's really quite complex underneath. And then with the glazing, it kind of like distorts it and it just gives this beautiful, rich colour.
When I look at your works, I had a look through your online gallery and the style of your work is so happy. It does make you smile, those bright colours, and it does elicit a feeling about a place, a feeling about a landscape. Is it a style that makes you happy?
Yes, definitely, definitely. And painting landscapes, I mean, I think with that particular one, it's, we've got such respect and I'm quite in awe of that landscape up there, So it's the happy emotions as well. And I'm really proud to say that, because that's what I want to create with my art, is people to have a sense of belonging and happiness and memories of those particular landscapes.
Jane, you live in Dongara. We've been talking this morning about how people come to live in the town where they live. I wonder if I could ask you how you came to be where you are.
Yes, I initially was from farming land in Killarney, which is east of Dalwallinu. And then I was in Perth. My husband was out at mining, and I was on to my second child, which was a boy, and I was pregnant again with another boy. And I just said to Shane, I said, you know what? I just don't want to bring my boys up in the city. I want to give them that space that we had. And my husband was from a farm in Queensland. So we quite impulsively got to Dongara, and we thought, well, this looks good. So we bought a place, and 17 later, years later, we're still here. Loving it. I think it's once you've been living on the country, you just get so connected to the country and the beauty of it. You know, I live on a hill, so every day I just get this incredible sunrise and then sunsets, and every day you're just in awe of what's around you. And we're lucky because it brings us really in tune with our nature around us as well, and the changing seasons, which offer incredible colours for artists to actually play with on the canvas.
Yeah, and as you can see in your work, that connection to place and being in touch with the feeling that it gives you is central to you as an artist. So congratulations, Jane. If anybody would like to see her work, it's called Sacred Earth. You can have a look online. You can also, if you get the chance, head down to the exhibition. It's free, open from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. until the 8th of August. We'll head now to Bronwyn. Bronwyn Newbury is the artist behind the overall winning piece. Her work is titled The Golden Hour. Bronwyn is in New Zealand and joins me. Hello, Bronwyn. Good morning to you.
Hello. How are you?
Well, thank you, Bronwyn. Your work, it won the overall prize. How do you feel?
Oh, over the moon. Very surprised, but extremely chuffed. I just wish that I had someone in New Zealand to drink champagne with to celebrate.
Where are you in New Zealand? Tell me.
I'm on Waiheke Island, which is just out of Auckland, and I'm here for 3 months on artist in residency. I'm pretty lucky. It's a beautiful, beautiful island, very subtropical vegetation, lots of little coves and yachts and hills. So it's very inspiring, but it's not the Australian landscape, that's for sure.
Well, your work and your portfolio is broad and diverse. There's many places in which you paint, and I'd like to get to your winning piece in a moment, The Golden Hour. But first, I'd just like to play what the judge, John Teschendorf, had to say about your piece.
This is not throwaway lionism either. It was a unanimous decision that we all picked that painting as our number one painting. It's a brilliant piece of what we termed Australian landscape. It's a stylistic reality that was created by Arthur Boyd and the Boyds and then Fred Williams in the Eastern States. And this has the same high horizon and gentle authority over landscape. It's really quite a beautiful painting. And every time you look at it, I hope you see something different. And that's what the story of this landscape is. Every time you look at it, it's different.
Some amazing artists there mentioned that you are in the tradition of, Arthur Boyd being one of them.
What? Yeah, and Fred Williams, which actually is a huge inspiration for me.
Yes, so, I was going to ask. They are direct influences for you?
Yes, they are, especially Fred. Yes, it's something about that high horizon line that he did a lot of, which I really like to do, and just I like the outback landscape in that you can sort of embellish it with paint. If there's not much happening in the landscape, it's easier to embellish it somehow.
And your work, yeah. The Golden Hour, it does have a particularly dreamy quality to it. What was your inspiration?
It was probably in response to a road trip that I did last year with my daughter from Karratha down to Albany. And Yeah, it's just a feeling I got from the Pilbara landscape, which I just adore. And it's also a painting that has many, many layers. It started off as something completely different and ended up as what it is now. So, you know, I think that's why the judges probably picked up that there's a lot to look at, because all those different layers are coming through, perhaps.
I would just love to see the work in its form in the exhibition. You speak of how it is so layered, and your work is very different. You paint in many different ways. I had a look at some of the landscapes that you painted of the Kimberley and the Pilbara. This one in particular does have that feeling to it of dreaminess. How did you feel when you finished it in the studio?
Oh, I was quite relieved, actually, because it took me ages to resolve it. I put it up in my house, and it looked completely different in my house than it did in the studio. The colours came out very differently with a direct light on it. It was quite purple. I felt that it didn't photograph very well because it didn't really pick up on the little details of it. I was really happy with it once it was done. Yes.
When you're travelling around to so many different places, you know, now on an artist residency in New Zealand, but sometimes in Albany, what is it that you're picking up on when you're what are you looking for as an artist when you're searching inspiration, or is it more of a subconscious level?
Probably a bit of both. The landscape is always something that inspires me. It's usually the light, the end of daylight or early morning light, which sometimes I don't see much of, but that end of daylight, which just blankets the land with that softness, that just hurts my heart a lot of the time. It's beautiful. So I try to get the light in there somehow. It doesn't always work. Sometimes it's all about shapes in a landscape. But if I can do both, well, then I'm happy.
The colours of Western Australia differ from New Zealand, as does the light. How are you adapting and changing and inspiring yourself from where you are today?
Well, yeah, extremely different. I don't feel very connected with the landscape here. Although I'm sitting here looking at a stand of eucalypt, so that's kind of nice. But it is subtropical and very hilly, and I just want to see a flat horizon, but it's not happening here. So I am struggling a little bit. I've got an exhibition at the end of August from my residency here, and I'm getting a lot of work done and I'm happy with it, but it has been a challenge, I have to say. Yeah, the colours are not really my palette. I'm altering that.
It is about immersion, isn't it? You know, you need to feel quite immersed in that environment sometimes to know how you are going to pay close attention and report back through your artwork.
Yeah, it really is. And it's great just to have that time to immerse myself in it. I've been here for 6 or 7 weeks now, and it's taken me this long really to settle into it. So I finally feel that I'm, you know, forging ahead with it. But it does take a while to get into a new place.
And you've had a bit of a boost in taking home the best overall winner at the Cossack Art Awards. How did it feel?
Oh, so exciting. Yeah, I'm just... I watched the live streaming of it, so it was quite late over here. And I was so excited I couldn't sleep, so I had no sleep on Saturday night. But I caught up last night. Yes, very, very excited, and lots of lovely messages from my friends. So, yeah, it's lovely.
I did see there was a lot of love being shared around on social media about the awards. For anybody that gets the chance to jump online and have a look at these works, Bronwyn Newbery's work, The Golden Hour, you can also look at Sacred Earth, the landscape winner, and many other fantastic works. You can have a look on Facebook, look up the Cossack Art Awards. Bronwyn also, of course, has a website where you can look at the portfolio of her work under different themes which she has painted to and created for in the past. Bronwyn, this morning we've been talking about what it is about a place that makes people feel at home, and where is home, and how did you get there? How did you come to live in Albany?
Well, we had been living in Bourke in New South Wales, and that was a family farm that sold, so we had to do something. I'm a West Australian originally and always holidayed in Albany with my family. And so we just had to do something and go somewhere. So we drove over to Albany and bought a little vineyard just out of Albany, and that was about 20 years ago. And I've always loved Albany. It's just one of those places that feels like home for me because I virtually grew up there. I grew up in Katanning, actually, but every summer was spent in Albany. So it's really nice now to live in my holiday town. And I live now overlooking Middleton Beach, and I've got a lovely studio. Well, I've got a studio in my garden. So, yeah, I'm very happy there. It's just a great place to be. It's got everything.